The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, my ray of sunshine is Gareth Mullins, executive chef with the Antara Marker Hotel, coming in live in studio to give us his lovely meals, all of which are available on his Insta. And you have a podcast going as well.
Yeah, I do a podcast with a good friend of mine, Gary O'Hanlon. He's the chef down in the K Club. It's called Dishing It Out. And we're just... New season is just about to
launch. It's on Go Loud Network.
Yeah, exactly.
Dishing it out.
Yeah.
Couldn't be named better. Okay,
exactly.
Let's start with the barbecued beef burgers with crispy bacon, cheese, a fried egg on top and tomato relish.
Yeah, exactly. And look, there's very good quality burgers that can be bought in your butchers and can be bought in supermarkets. But I am going to say to you, this recipe, it really works. And the thing that really brings it together is the Parmesan cheese. So to make the burger patty, you need 500 grams of good lean mince, 2 tablespoons of ketchup and mustard. The American mustard here is good for this one. And then 50 grams of Parmesan. What happens is when the burger is cooking, the Parmesan kind of holds the burger together and it also seasons it. And a little bit of salt and pepper. The garnish is fried eggs, cheddar cheese, slices of bacon. Try and get the streaky smoked bacon. It's very good for this and cook it nice and crispy. Tomato relish, which I'm going to tell you how to make in a sec. And then some brioche buns or sourdough, whichever you prefer. For the tomato relish, it sounds like a lot of ingredients, but you literally just put it all in a pot and you cook it together until it goes nice and thick. So you need 8 ripe tomatoes that you're going to chop up, a couple of cloves of garlic, finely sliced, 3 onions, again, finely chopped up, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, some smoked paprika, tomato puree, white wine vinegar, brown sugar, whole grain mustard and rosemary. So what you're kind of making is a tomato jam.
Could you put all that in a blender now?
You could put it all in a blender if you want, but the key is...
I don't like all the chopping.
Yeah, chopping is hassle. So lash it into the blender, Ivan, no problem. But it's really, it's the white wine vinegar and the sugar is where the magic happens, because that we call that in the business a gastric. So it's basically sugar and vinegar makes like a sweet and sour thing.
Yeah.
And as it cooks down, the moisture releases, the vinegar and the sugar stays behind and you get this wonderful jammy feeling. So preheat your barbecue, get the grill nice and hot, and then you grill your burgers, grill your bacon, use a little pan, fry the eggs, build the burger, plenty of relish, absolutely cracking dish for this weekend.
And a fried egg on top to finish. All right, barbecue chicken and pepper kebab, flatbreads, garlic mayo and tomato sauce. And you can buy the flatbreads, Gareth.
You can, but I'm going to teach you how to make them. And I know this weekend you'll be down there now in Enniscorthy and you'll have the flour all over the place making the flatbreads. It'll be great crack. So for the kebabs, you need 4 chicken breasts that I want you to dice up. They're better with chicken thigh, but I know a lot of people like using breasts. That's why I've done that recipe. So 2 peppers chopped, 2 onions chopped. You can't blend these. You have to chop them up, unfortunately. A teaspoon of smoked paprika, cumin and coriander. So it's a little bit of a Moroccan feel, if you like. Some chopped coriander and mint, if you have it. Splash of olive oil. Put the veg and the spices, the olive oil and the herbs into a bowl with the chicken breast. Mix them all together. And then you're going to skewer them onto some buffet skewers. Little trick with the buffet skewers. Soak them in some cold water 30 minutes before. And it stops them from burning when they're on the barbecue. Or if you have steel skewers, even better. So skewer up all the meat. Leave it, if you can, for an hour to marinate. And then another little trick, always when you're barbecuing, take the protein, whether it's a steak, a burger, or in this instance, kebabs, take them out of the fridge 20 minutes before you're going to cook them, because it'll help them when they're at room temperature for the heat to penetrate through. Then you're going to barbecue them on a nice medium barbecue. They'll take about 4 to 5 minutes on each side. With chicken, always be really careful that it's cooked through, it's piping hot. 75 degrees is where you need to cook them past if you have a little thermometer. And to serve with them, so I'm really going after a classic kebab feeling. So garlic sauce, creme fraiche, mayonnaise, garlic, lemon juice, cracked pepper, salt and pepper. And then tomato salad, cherry tomatoes, red onion, mint, lime juice and extra virgin olive oil. Absolutely really bright, fresh salad to have with it. And then to make the flatbreads, 300 grams of plain flour, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 250 grams of natural yogurt, a little bit of curry powder, into a bowl, mix it together, roll them into little balls, and then roll them out, and then put them straight onto your barbecue. I know you can buy flatbreads, but these are absolutely magic. Give them a go, and enjoy the sun and barbecue on this weekend.
Okay, and on your Insta, just tell us how they can get all that in written form.
Yeah. So if you just go onto my Instagram, Gar Mullins, and we also upload this as a podcast, as far as I know, if you need to remember it. So
couldn't be nicer. Absolutely tasty delights, burgers and kebabs. Thank you very much indeed, Gar Mullins of The Marker.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.